Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Parents, you don't need to bother taking your kids on vacation, at least not a fancy, expensive vacation. I'll explain why here. Coming up, it's Elizabeth and Radar who has the day off, and producer Dave is with me in studio. It's that time of the year, producer Dave. People are planning their vacations.
It's always a good time of year. That's how you know that the weather's getting nice and you can hopefully rely on the sun being out. I got some color yesterday.
Yeah, the kids are starting to count down the days. Yeah. So are the teachers until summer vacation. And the reason why I'm telling you that you don't need to bother taking your kids on a fancy vacation is because of what happened in our household. So the Bucks are playing Toronto. I know it didn't go the way we wanted last night, and we're headed back to Toronto. Well, we took a family vacation there about 4 years ago. It was my husband, Eric, my stepson, Brayson, and his cousin, Cole. And we drove through Michigan. We went to Toronto. We were, you know, downtown. We went and saw one of the baseball games. Who are they? Who are the baseball games?
Toronto?
Yeah, what, the Blue Jays. Oh my gosh, I could not.
I understand why you don't enjoy talking about Toronto things right now, so I'll give you a pass on that one.
I stayed up way too late for that Bucks game. In my head, I'm like, it's a bird. It's not the Orioles. It's not the Cardinals.
There's a color. What color is
it? The Blue Jays. We went to Niagara Falls. You know, we had this whole big thing. The boys had their passports for the first time, went through customs. It was a great trip. Well, with the Bucks playing in Toronto, we brought out the photo album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's reminisce about our vacation. And, you know, this wasn't a cheap vacation. We brought his cousin Cole with us, too. And we're going through pictures, and Brayson's sitting there. And I'm like, buddy, what was your favorite part from that trip? You know, what did you like? And I'm thinking he's going to say Niagara Falls or maybe the CN Tower. No. This kid said to me, there was one point where we were stuck in traffic, and we detoured and went through Chinatown in Toronto.
The story starts with you being stuck in traffic on vacation.
But this isn't the part that he said. So I'm telling you what he's about to say.
Yeah.
So we were stuck in traffic, had to take this little side route through Chinatown, and we saw this 99-year-old elderly Chinese man crossing the street with WD-40 and a hammer. And at the time, okay, Brayson and his cousin were 10. And they're like, look at that guy. What's he doing? Where's he going? Why does he have a hammer and WD-40? What's his story? And Eric and I, who are just trying to get back on route, we're out of the country. We have our own car. We're driving around. And we sort of blew the boys off. We're like, who knows? Maybe he's trying to fix something. So now, fast forward to present time, we're reminiscing about the trip. And Brayson says his biggest memory, that guy in Chinatown with the WD-40 and the hammer. And Eric and I look at him and we said, that's your memory from our trip to Toronto?
You've got to be kidding me.
Exactly. And I said to Eric, I'm like, well, we can just forget our trip to New York because apparently all the kid needs is an elderly man with WD-40 and a hammer to be entertained. And that's going to be his biggest memory of the trip.
Right.
So parents, you don't need to spend a lot of money on vacation.
You guys,
the kids don't remember the big stuff.
This is what you can do, Elizabeth. You can tell him, go to sleep. We're going to get to the airport and stuff. He'll fall asleep in the car and then just wake him up and be like, all right, we're here. And just be in like a back alley in Milwaukee somewhere. Say, look at that. This is trash that was found from 40 years ago, Brayson.
And here's WD-40 and a hammer.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.